Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. Welcome to the Neil Baker Psychic Hour. I'm Kristen, and to you, Neil.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm doing okay.
Folding up that towel. Well, this morning we are very excited to be talking about the spiritual eye versus the psychic eye, and of course, taking your calls for readings, numerology, and psychic readings. And we do so, callers, at about 15 to 20 minutes after the hour. So if you'd be patient enough with us, we will get to your calls at that time. So keep your place in the queue. We do take callers in the order they are received. 865 and 860 have not pressed 1. That indicates you want to speak with us. So please raise your hand if you'd like an on-air reading. Let's see what else. Oh, today I added our Google Plus account onto Blog Talk Radio. So people may follow us there. That link is there, as well as our Facebook, our Twitter account. And of course, if you'd like to reach Neil directly, 562-596-7818 for a longer conversation than the radio show can allow for. But again, today, Neil, the spiritual eye versus the psychic eye. So we're talking about the third eye, of course, which is kind of the gateway to the astral realm, to the spirit realm, and the different messages that can be perceived. So not only can we perceive psychic information once we start to activate our third eye and begin to learn how to interpret information, but we can also foster communication with the guides, spirits, angels.
You can talk about the past, the present, the future.
Past lives, past history.
Yeah, you're basically being psychic, and that doesn't mean that it doesn't come from higher sources, but you're basically dealing with psychic energy in regards to that phenomena that you're in the attitude of like I said, reading a person, looking at talking, seeing spirits or ghosts or things like that, and approaching even more denser attitudes about the future. Okay, so that's the psychic eye. That's the psychic eye. The spiritual eye is very different. The spiritual eye doesn't really amount to anything regarding the future or a person's energy or what's going to happen or what has happened.
So it's a more divine energy rather than being grounded in the physicality of life.
It's absolutely more divine energy. You're dealing, the spiritual eye is going to be more involved in the attitude of what happens beyond life. What is the content of the spiritual plane? What is our source with God? And how do we move out of the body and into the soul and into the spirit and start to establish a one-on-one relationship with God, or if you will, even with an angel? But that doesn't really pertain to, you're not going to get the same kind of reading in a spiritual eye. You're not going to be talking about what a person is going to be going through or what's going to happen or things like that, or what kind of vibe is around a person. You're going to be talking about after death, where a soul is going to go. And you're going to be delivering energy from beyond our planet system, and anything that's happening in our planet. It's going to go up to a higher realm in many rooms in my father's mansion. So when we're dealing with the spiritual eye, We're dealing with what constitutes the nature of the spirit, not the body and or the soul, but the spirit. And that gets into very, very, very high elements of energy, high elements of vibration. It's almost unspeakable because there isn't, really in the spiritual realm, there isn't a language, a human tongue language. It's a vibrational essence that doesn't ultimately manifest down into an occurrence that is of the earth. It's another realm. But what does it do for us on this planet to merge with the spiritual eye? Well, it gets us better prepared for that afterlife. So the psychic eye is going to say, what am I going to do? What's going to happen tomorrow? Where am I going to move? Who am I going to know? Well, who am I going to marry?
Or perceiving that information in other people, for others, not just, you know, utilizing it for the self.
Or for others, yes.
Right.
Can you, what was my past life? You know, do I have a connection with this person? Who's my twin soul? Who's my soulmate? That's all psychic. Spiritual, different matter. Spiritual, you won't be asking questions. What am I going to get? Who am I going to meet? That's not spiritual. Spiritual is, what is my direct connection to the afterlife? When I'm off the planet, when I'm done with karma, what will I experience? How do I communicate to God? What is that sense of oneness that I have? That's the manifestation of a higher element, to where we're not even concerned about the passages.
The material,
don't be concerned about
the material aspect
the world.
Of the planet. Right.
We just have one, this is a lifetime, but in the afterlife, we have a whole different aspect of what existence is really about.
However, to activate the spiritual eye, the psychic eye first has to be activated. I mean, we have to open our third eye so we can start to perceive information, and it's going to start, I mean, you know, you don't just jump in talking to angels when you activate the third eye, unless you're, you know, born into the planet, totally gifted.
Divine.
That's different. But for most people that are calling our show, our listeners, most people on the planet, they're going to need to go through a step-by-step system of activating that third eye energy. They're not going to just, have a divine connection with God.
You know, the passage in the Bible, that one eye is single. It is full of light. Single eye, third eye, the eye of the soul, full of light. Now, light has its different dimensions. So we can have the light of the earth, we can have the light of the astral realm, and we can have the light of God. Now, they're all combined. I understand they're all combined in one. And to have a good, strong psychic eye, you should have some acute awareness of the spiritual realm. Otherwise, you're just going to be a psychic that is very skilled at dealing with worldly matters, and maybe you allude somewhat to the spiritual plane, and you throw in a God here and some kind of energy level there. But the essence, the pure essence of absolute wisdom and knowledge, is really something that I guess the psychic guy can benefit from it. But people who are not in tune with the spirit, it will kind of be an afterthought. I mean, it will be important, but it won't be the main play, because most of us on the planet are living for what we want on this planet. And it's very important to us. And I don't mean to minimize that, but I do want to make a distinction between psychic energy and spiritual energy. And there is a strong distinction, even though psychic energy and us as human beings can become involved in spiritual matter, but pure spiritual energy is beyond the earth, is beyond the planet. So there is a difference between the two.
Okay. Are we continuing?
No, well, we have callers.
We do have callers. We've only talked for about 12 minutes, but we do have a lot of callers. We can either take callers. I mean, we're certainly not done with this.
No, I mean, we can take some calls.
Do you want to take
just
calls?
A brief? Yeah.
Okay, so that's our little introduction, so we can continue this on Wednesday, because mm-hmm. there's much more to say. And let's see, 516 is our first caller. Good morning.
Good morning. This is Tracy. How are you?
Hi, Tracy. We're
Hi.
Good. Thank you for asking. You know,
I
we can
I'm
barely
good.
Hear you, Tracy. We can barely hear you.
Really?
So that's better. Yeah, talk right into your receiver.
Very good. I'm driving through the countryside of the Carolinas, so that's probably why.
That is probably why.
I'm just calling, I guess, for a reading about career and I guess financial freedom is more what I'm interested in learning about. I know that I'm on my path there, but I always seem to see it taking a little longer than I'd like.
Okay, Tracy, can we get your birth date?
Sure, it's 7/23/1980.
And Tracy, is that can you spell your name? I'm not going to guess. Is it with me?
No problem.
No,
it's just Tracy.
That's what I've got. Okay, 9, 10, 11, 12, 22. And she's
35-8, but your change was at the age of 30, and so there would have been a change. And you had a change at 30. What happened?
Oh, gosh, lots of stuff happened. I moved, I had another child, I changed careers, I did a lot.
Okay. Well, you know, you're on a path of basic transcendence as it goes. You have an 8 in your year, and that's a high rebirth number. This July, you're going to be 36 years old. Of course, that's divisible by your master number 3 by 12 cycles. And 12 is important because it's the addition of 7, 2, 3, your first three numbers. So you're in a position right now of you want to know about career and financial energy. Well, you're going through a journey of maneuvering from one end of a career to another. So this would be a good time to begin a new career coming up in July, or renewing your vows towards an existing career. You'd have to restructure something. So it does demand a certain amount of change, if that makes any sense to you so far.
It does, and it actually, that lines up perfectly with me taking ownership of a company that I'm working with right now, so that's very interesting.
Okay, so now that we've gone to that length, we can talk about financial issues. Your finances have the capability, and I'm talking about in terms of the play of your energy, where this can go, to double or triple.
Awesome.
It can. Now, I'm not saying that as just a throwaway potential line. I'm saying that as a very significant attitude of where you are at in your journey of life on this planet. So you can, in the 36-year, double or triple your income in relation to these changes. If I were in your shoes, I mean, I would be looking at your code a little bit. You have a 0 next to your 8, so, of course, we have to be careful there. So challenges will be easy, such as don't overindulge in drugs or, you know, don't do anything unethical. Those are pretty easy unless you're an immoral character, you know?
That's not my character.
No, I don't think so. The other part would be issues of fear. Now, issues of fear can be involved in sabotaging you if it's irrational fear, meaning that you have fear about your own ego, fear about being confident, fear about taking chances. It doesn't sound like you're too fearful. You're driving across the Carolinas, so you can't be that fearful.
No, but I do doubt myself sometimes, so that's good advice.
Yeah, so you got to, you know, that we got to remove that doubt short of arrogance and sheer stupidity. You've got to be direct with the challenge of your life. You can't have doubt there or fear that is irrational. But at the same time, you have to be a little bit cautious. Have you had any in your life? Have you had any physical altercations? Have you ever broken a bone or an arm or a leg or an ankle?
No, I've never broken anything, but I have a degenerative disc disease in my back, so I have that.
Yeah, that I'm picking up on a little bit that. Now, that comes from a karmic line, and so in that respect, some of that is karma, which you can't help. You've just been given this energy in this lifetime. But there is a way through breath, and there is a way through a higher consciousness, if you will, in terms of that breath, where you might be able to alleviate some of that condition or pain in relation to, and in addition to medical intervention. But that's just a basic guideline right there, okay?
Yeah, that's wonderful. Thank you so much.
Okay, Tracy, thank you so much for your call, and we'd love it if you joined us on our social media networks, which are linked under Facebook, but don't do it while you're driving.
I won't. Don't hang up on me. I want to listen.
Oh, sure. I'll put you on mute. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All righty. Caller order, because we've got some people coming in and out. So I'm going to let everybody know where they stand in the queue so they know that we are going to be getting to them. 862 is our next, then 865-774, and then 951. So that's the current order. And, you know, we've got about 42 minutes, so lots of time for all of these callers. 862, good morning.
Good morning.
Hi, who's this?
This is Ruth.
Ruth, hi.
Hi. Hi, Neil. Hi.
Hi.
Kristen. My name's Kristen.
Yes, Kristen. I'm sorry. I blanked out for a minute.
That's okay. What's your birthday?
Can you hear me okay?
Yeah, we can hear you.
Oh. Okay, great. It's 12-1-1958.
1958. And your location?
I'm in Southern California, but my area code is New Jersey. So
I
California
see.
By way of New Jersey.
I see, but you're near us. We're in Southern California also.
Yes.
It's 13-79. What's going on today, Ruth?
Just wanted to get a general reading, see what's going on.
See what's going on. Okay.
Well, general reading, see what's going on. You're 57 years old. You had a change of 27. And it may have happened years ago, but I can't recall.
Hello?
Hello. Can you hear us?
Neil just, when he was saying something, then he went out.
Oh. Okay, well, that may be your phone. I don't know. But I think
my question
okay
was, have you been divorced?
Yes, I have.
Yeah. I know it's been some time ago, but for some reason, in reading you today, that issue is coming up. So were there children?
Not
was there
surprised.
At least one? I'm sorry.
Two. Yeah, I'm not surprised. Yeah, there were two children from that relationship.
Yeah. And was it a kind of a rough divorce? Did he give you a little bit of problem more than he should have?
Yeah, you could say that. And he turned my children against me, so I'm estranged from them. I haven't had any communication with them going on 8 years.
Yeah. So what's happening in the reading, and that's why I was asking about children, because I felt some issue going on in there. And what's happening in the reading, Ruth, is that it's turning into a karmic complication that occurred in this lifetime that is aggravating the full healthy drive of your future. So something in there is still disrupting the energy fields. I don't know how to let go of it. It could be different matters of things. Let me ask you something. In your family background, of your own background, was there any alcohol or drug abuse with the mother, father, relatives, anything?
Alcohol. My father died of cirrhosis of the liver. I had an uncle who also died of cirrhosis of the liver.
Yeah. So you see what's happening as I'm reading you, I'm deciding that your read is the success of your read is contingent on the resolution of your karma. So we'd have to we'd have to look at the deep karmic element of you coming into the earth with a lot of male figures that have had alcohol problems, including how that morphed into your husband, why he sabotaged you by setting your children against you. So we'd have to lift you out of this, well, for vague terms, this victimization role of being persecuted and punished, so to speak. But I think that, you know, at this point, you're 57 years old, enough already. We don't need to keep this going. It could be that this December,
58.
You're 58, you're going to be having a major change. Now, you had your master number is 9, so that means at 54, you would have had another challenging change. That was about 3 years ago.
Yeah, I left a job that I had been with there for almost 8 years, and I went into something else, and everything just went downhill from there. I'm unemployed. I haven't really been able to get work. I have recruiters trying to get work, and then nothing happens. And I'm just at a point where I'm like, okay, God, what's next? And I am remarried, by the way.
There's a block that needs to be removed, for sure. Yeah.
You have a block. You're in a karmic zone. And what happens is on the earth, we get into these predicaments, and then we seem to get stuck. So all the praying, all the shouting, all the pleading, all the maneuvers don't seem to work, and we just seem to get more stuck.
No, they don't.
Because now we have to go to the problem, the source. And the source of this is karmic. The source is something that you're on the wrong track, because way back there the tracks crossed, and you went down a path that led to something kind of dark. And so what would happen, you'd almost have to do a magic trick. You'd have to go, well, psychically, what my approach would be is to go into the past life, readjust the tracks, so that by the time we catch up with the present moment, you're on a different path than the one you're on.
Right, and because that 58 in her year is the age she's going to be in December, then if she was able to clear this up, that might be a significant year where there's a positive change. So clearing that up before that 58 hits would be kind of important.
That's right, and it's 4 years beyond the age of 54, so it's almost half of a cycle of 9, and that would be a good attitude, so to speak. It doesn't mean you have to wait until December. I would get on it now. But, you know, you'd have to go more into psychic analysis, meaning that you'd have to go into it's not so much just looking at, oh, what did your father do? What did your mother do? Let's go back into your childhood. You probably have to take it into a good third eye approach into the past life and see what went on in there, and then from there adjust it. And there would be a great reconstitution of your energy field, and things could change from that point on. But that would be the approach I would suggest you take in this short reading on the radio.
Okay, Ruth, we've got to move on to other callers, but we thank you for your call. And if you'd like to discuss further, 562-596-7818. You can also find us on Facebook and Twitter and Google+ now. So we'd love it if you joined us there. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you very much, Neil and Kristen. Thank you.
You're welcome. Okay. 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 So who did I say was next? 865. Let's go through the order again, too, because 865 is next. We've got some more callers in. 774, 951, then 952 and 929. We've got a lot of callers. So about 5 minutes a caller, I think, Neil, is going to be all we're going to have time for it. Good morning, 865.
Hi, my name is Cassandra. How are you?
Hi, Cassandra. How are you?
We're doing well.
Good. Could we get your location and birth date, please?
Yes, I'm in Sevierville, Tennessee, East Tennessee. My birthday is 12/29/1986.
Okay, 3, 4, 5.
And I'm basically just calling because I'm currently on like a spiritual growth path. Kind of trying to learn how to become more intuitive and in touch with the spiritual realm. And I'm just, I know
good
it's going to happen.
Good for you. Well, there's 6 is in your year. You've got a 12, 13, 14. Yeah.
Well, you know, it's funny because you, when you make the, when you make the leap between religion and spirit, religion is probably a lot of your background. Spirit is probably a different subtopic, but the pure essence of your journey to spirit, if you want to get into, is a little bit different than pure religion. Spirit is going to be involved in more of the elusive elements of spirit language, more than the concrete elements of religion, which is going to be rules, regulations, you know, a certain pathway. Christ can be mentioned, whatever, but or whatever your faith happens to be. But still, there's something you're trying to break out of the mold.
Can she validate that?
Yeah, go ahead.
Did you grow up in any kind of religious background?
No, actually, both my parents are very unreligious, but I've always had, like, friends and older people take me to church as a child and whatnot, but pretty much, no, I've pretty much just kind of always known that there was someone there and kind of prayed and talked to them or whatever, and just one day, because I was so sick and tired of not having proof, like he was saying with the whole concrete thing, I basically was like, either you're going to show me you're real or you're not. If you don't, I'm cutting you off. And he did, or they did.
Right, but she said that people took her to church.
Yeah.
Friends and things like that.
He did, so. They did. They showed you something real. What did they show you?
I've always been like an avid stargazer, and I was going through some really hard times and kind of talking to quote unquote God, and basically told him, you know, either you're going to show me that you're real or you're not. And I like bent over and had this horrible guilt, gut wrenching feeling, and, you know, immediately wanted to repent. And when I looked back at the sky, there was a shooting star. And that's happened so many times, like the synchronicities, whenever it comes to that, kind of went on for a few years after that, but slowly died off.
Yeah. Well, you know, signs and wonders, it's a strange connection we have with signs and wonders. On one part, we aren't supposed to consider our future on just signs and wonders. And then on another part, there is a miraculous energy about signs and wonders. So I take signs and wonder with deep consideration, although I'm aware that we just can't base everything upon it, because there's,
right,
you know, there's miraculous things on the planet that are always going to be spectacular. I think what there's a connection is that God is very aware of your energy. God is very aware of your words. And I think the outlets of God, the angels and the spirits that work below God, so to speak, are directly connected to you. Now, your life may not be one that's totally consistent with stability. So there might have been, you know, your experience in life may have been somewhat unstable. I'm sure, you know, your parents weren't religious, but you probably were born into a religion. What was your religion by birth?
I would say Protestant.
Yeah. So, you know, there was an elusiveness, but we're not talking here, pertaining to religion. We're talking here pertaining to spirit, and you're looking more for that mystical connection to something higher that will touch your soul and spirit more than, you know, your habits or what the rules and regulations are. There's a certain free soul essence about you. Something that you're probably yearning for in terms of freedom, more in terms of structure. So in that sense of freedom, we're trying to tie it around the element. It's like riding a wild horse as opposed to riding one that's used to the stable. What you want to do, and that flying, that shooting star has meant that your life is meant to be a wild ride, but one that's connected to a wild spirit. So when we talk about a wild spirit, there's nothing wrong with that.
Cassandra, can you hear us?
Yes, I'm here. I can hear you.
She got on the star and flew away.
Let me just mute her and then try to bring her back on.
Can you hear me?
believe we can still be heard. Who knows? But you were saying to Cassandra, in case we're still on the air, I can hear her right now. Are you there, Cassandra?
I can hear you.
Okay, you can hear us. My computer just shut down completely. Go ahead, Neil.
Yeah, we were talking about the wild spirit element of your connection to something higher. Does that relate?
Yes, it does very much.
Okay. So, you know, that's fine. Not all of us want to ride that tame wave. Some of us, you know, we're accustomed to something wild and like that wild stallion. I'm getting a lot of horse energy around you. I don't know if it's symbolic or not, but there's a horse energy in the spirit realm that is very important. And I would suggest that you look at the element of horses in literature, horses in mythology. I would suggest you start to read up on that, because there are, even in the Bible, there's a word of unicorns. Magical energies are throughout that book, but we don't have to just restrict ourselves to that book. We can go into the element of literature, of mythology. There's something about Pegasus and something deeper that I think you need to connect to, and then we can continue our dialogue.
Okay, excellent. Okay. Thank you guys so much.
You're welcome, Cassandra. And did you just message us in that event? I think I just received something from you. Was that you?
Yes.
Yes. Okay. Well, we're glad we got you on the air. Thank you so
Thank
much for
you.
Your call. And we'd love Bye-bye. It if you joined us on Facebook. She knows where to find us because she was just in our event. But it's funny you mentioned unicorns, Neil, because I just saw a piece on the news where a unicorn escaped from a children's birthday party.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, they're real creatures.
Yeah.
And you know, Cassandra, to me, connects to is the unicorn, the mystical horse. I don't know. She should read up on it.
Yes. Okay. 774 is our next, then 951, then 952, 929, and then 701 is our last caller. So we've got 5 people left, Neil, in 25 minutes. So we really need to be mindful of getting you in. 774, thank you for waiting patiently. Hi.
Oh, thank you. Hi. Thank you for taking my call. I love the
You're
show.
Welcome. Thank you.
Thank you. Date of birth is November 2nd or 11/2/1964, and I'm in
okay.
Massachusetts.
And your name, please. We'd love that.
My name
too.
Is David.
David, hi, David. Have we spoken with you before? 414.
Like a year ago.
Okay, I don't remember you, which I normally do. So anyway, well, glad to have you back. 24/6.
Oh, thank you.
Let's see. 414/24/6. Yes, mm-hmm. Which is interesting. 064, there's that 24.
Yeah.
Okay. David, what's going on?
Yeah, I'm just curious what his feeling is about really my date of birth on that specific day and what it is that I do now. I feel like there's a real strong connection why it is that I do what I do now. Because as you know, November 2nd is a religious holiday. And I feel like personally there's a connection between my date of birth and what I do now concerning working with angels and or my attraction for angels and God and these things. I feel very strongly about that, but in the same way, I kind of feel like it may be a crazy way of thinking, but intuitively, I feel like there's a very, very strong connection why my life has turned out the way it has in my date of birth. And I'm really curious what you guys think.
Well, David, you know, the first thing, just before I hand it over to Neil, is that you're 24/6, so that's the sixth chakra of the third eye. So if you're connecting with angels and spirits and guides and working in that realm of spirit, that's the area of that's the chakra system that is headed toward spiritual energy. So that's obvious. And then in your year, you're 1964. It actually contains your karmic number, which is 24. In that inversion, 6 and 4, 2. There's your karmic number 24/6. So it's very strong. And Neil, I'm sure you have more to say.
Okay. Well, awesome. No, that's good. Right on. The element, you see, the element of what's going on is that there's a, in your zone, your master number is 6, which is, of course, the third eye, which is going to be your connection to the intuitive world, to the mystical quality,
wow.
Something above and beyond. Now, in that, there's a rebirth factor, David, and that rebirth factor is involved in the number 2 of your day, which is broken up in your month as 1/1. Now, that means that there's been a not a conventional childhood, one that's been maybe a little bit surrounded with controversy, conflict, because
you have no idea. Yes, absolutely, yeah. You just answered like five questions. Thank you. Okay, I'm sorry to interrupt, but yeah, absolutely. Yeah, uh-huh.
Yeah. So, you see, the darker part of your passage on the earth was connected to the darker passages of your occupation in former lifetimes. So as you move through those lifetimes and you collected a lot of darkness and energy within those lifetimes, of course the karma resurfaces in this lifetime. You have to kind of face the shadows that are being cast upon you from past lives. But as you go through that energy, you have a miraculous rebirth. And that rebirth ignites your third eye. It starts to connect you to higher sources, not demons and devils and all this obsession with the darker side previous lifetimes, but with angels of light, with mysticism, with the excitement of spiritualism, and with a sense of balance and purpose. So you're in that zone. Yeah, you're in that zone right now. And this is what your birth date amounts to. It's a vast odyssey. It's a journey from dark to light. It's manifested in one lifetime. It will seem like many lifetimes at once, but ultimately you're in good hands. I mean, you're reaching towards a higher goal and you're back on the planet trying to strive towards higher elements of cosmic consciousness.
Yeah, it's true. Yeah, that's true, because I've been struggling with getting back into the psychic community, actually, for the last year. So now I understand a deeper meaning for it. So thank you, because you answered a lot of questions concerning
that. Okay, David, thank you so much for your call.
You're welcome. Thank you.
And what's your current wait, David, before you go, what's your current occupation?
Yep. I'm a psychic.
So you're doing that full time?
No, I stepped out of it. I'm actually a very good tarot card reader. And I stepped out of it for almost the last year. And I've been curious why I haven't gotten back into it. And I understand, I think, a little better now that in many ways, like, I felt I didn't really have a choice not to, you know, because if it's who you are, it's who you are. So I thank you very much.
Oh, you're welcome. We're glad we could help. Okay. And David can join us on Facebook and Twitter, Google+. And we have Nathaniel next, 951. Good morning.
Hi, it's Nathaniel.
Yeah, hi, Nathaniel. What's going on? 5157. He's a 2810-1.
5157.
Yeah, what's going on?
Yeah, I told Pete and Tracy that I didn't want to move in with them. You know, I don't think.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Why?
I don't think it was going to work out. They're making me a lot of promises, and, you know, they're actually living in a motel right now. I don't know.
Right.
Tracy said he wanted to move into a studio, and, you know, I don't need to, you know, make sure everybody else makes the rent, you know, when I'm moving in. But I don't think it was going to turn out very good. He's making a lot of promises, you know, he really can't keep, I think.
Okay, well, that's too bad. Any other prospects on the horizon? Did you have a specific question today?
I just want to see what you see for me. Just a general question and the, you know, shape of the day.
All right.
Well, you know, I mean, somewhere someone dropped the ball because, you know, moving into a motel and then maybe trying to get a studio going, he's making a lot of promises. There was something potentially good there. So it's not so much that you didn't have the ball in your hand, Nathaniel. Somebody dropped it, and I don't know if that's so much destiny or karma, whatever. I think we sometimes make human mistakes, but given in the alignment, no harm done, you didn't go there. The answers were given to you beforehand, so it wasn't that you had to go there and then find out afterward that there was a problem. I think in your ambition to move, because he was offering you work and all kinds of things.
You know, I don't think that was actually selling marijuana, and that's, you know, there's no marijuana. He wants to move to Lake Elsinore, and he doesn't have a customer there.
Well, there's a lot of ill planning, you know.
Yeah, so Yes.
But no harm done. You're where you're at right now. You reach some sense of some financial security for a while.
Mm-hmm.
So I think right now you've got to really think about saving your money and, you know, investing what you have wisely. That means a very, very safe place. Just even a bank account, if nothing else. But looking for work. I think it's really important that you look for work. Only being, Nathaniel, that you've got to keep breathing. You've got to keep activating your higher self, because you don't want to just use this reprieve, if you will, this element of time just to wait until it's exhausted and then you're struggling again. This is the time to really put your resources together and activate something with some sense of momentum. And that would mean, you know, looking for a job again. I know you have disability and things, problems and conflicts, but still, on some level, I think it's important.
Mm-hmm. I'll be looking for probably less labor jobs and some I'll probably like more, but we'll have to see what happens.
Something where you're not doing such physical, that you're not having to exert yourself physically. But I mean, I agree with Neil, because, you know, you have that settlement, right? Now, you know, you can save that instead of living off of it and not having the funds. I mean, you know, if you're able to bring in an income, then you could have that as something to fall back on should something occur again. So it's always safe to have savings.
Yeah.
Okay, Nathaniel.
It takes a lot.
You're welcome. Okay, 929, 952, and 701. We've got 16 minutes, so. Three callers left, and it sounds like we have enough time for each of them. Hi, 929, who's this?
Hi, this is Dawn Karen. How are you guys? Thank you for taking my call.
You're welcome. Where are you calling from, Dawn? D-A-W-N.
I'm calling from New York City.
Okay, great.
Yes. So my question, just kind of like everyone else's question, is about my living arrangements. I currently stay in Long Island and I'm staying with someone. And I just wanted to know, do you guys see me getting an apartment in Manhattan soon? I'm trying to put myself, position myself where, you know, meet people where things could happen. So just wanted to know. If you see
is your birthday 12/10/88?
Yes, that's me. Yes.
Yeah. Okay, and you're the fashion person, right?
Yes, that's me.
Stylist, yeah, she's a 30 equals 3. Okay, yeah, I remember you. The Long Island New York connection triggered my memory, and so I have your birthday here.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Well, you know, I wasn't basing it on any memory, but I felt you were living with somebody, so you had a roommate situation.
He doesn't remember. Neil kind of clears his mind before he gets on the air, so doesn't remember.
Okay.
So you know obviously you're probably still trying to figure out how to get over to Manhattan and get work there. The matter of getting into Manhattan is also contingent on getting certain work there. So you've got to establish yourself. I see a high-rise building that would more or less house your job occupation. So it seems to be in a taller building. I don't know how tall, but it's not a low building. It's a taller building. So that's the first thing I see.
Well, I actually work in Manhattan as a professor at a university teaching fashion.
Where do you teach?
A field that I created called fashion psychology.
No, what school?
Oh, Fashion Institute of Technology.
Oh, okay.
And do you work? Are there tall buildings there? I mean, you know, 4 or 5 stories.
Yeah, there's different levels.
Uh-huh. What level do you teach on? What story?
It's just like a lower level. I think maybe like 6 or something, like the 6th floor.
Oh, that's tall enough for me. That's where I'm going to be. Okay.
Oh, okay. I didn't know. In New York, that's not tall. But yes, second floor. Oh, okay.
Where we live, anything higher than 30 feet is tall.
It's frightening.
Oh, okay.
We actually live in a bomb shelter, so anything above ground is tall. So I think you could be about 2 or 3 months away from finding are you looking for occupancy there? You're looking to live for.
Oh, no.
She's looking for occupancy there.
So it's about 2 or 3 months away, maybe, about 2 or 3 months away.
Okay. You said something about work. Does she need additional work you're thinking to fund because it's expensive? Are you making enough now to be able to pay for an apartment?
I don't know. Not really. But I tend to kind of run into people who, you can come stay with me, or I have a place. You know, I kind of make that luck kind of follows me. So I don't know.
But that's probably why you came up with the work, needing more work in Manhattan. Even though she's already employed in Manhattan, she's probably going to need more income to get a studio on her own.
Well, I've located the area where she's working.
Right.
So there might be something to supplement that, and taking the advantage of living with somebody, however temporary, might be part of the process. But you're about 2 months away from that. There is a strong letter R. There is a strong letter R that's going to be connected to your place of occupancy. So the letter R is going to be important on one level. You've got to look for that letter. Somebody whose name starts with R, or there's an R in it.
R in this building, perhaps?
Name like Greg or something?
There's got to be an R somewhere in there. It's not the first letter. It's a predominant sound in the name. So you've got to look for that R sound. And, that's what I'm giving you right now on the radio. It seems to be that's pertinent, but we're looking at about two months away.
Okay, John. Keep us posted, okay?
Okay, thank you so much.
You're welcome. You're welcome. And John can follow us here on Blog Talk Radio or join us on Facebook, Twitter, Google+. And we have 952 and then 701. 701 hasn't raised their hand. I'm assuming they want a reading, but it would be good if you pressed one so we're sure. 952, you're on the air.
Hi.
Hi, who's this?
My name is Betsy, and my birth date is 6/25/62.
Okay. Hey, Betsy. Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Minnesota.
314, is that what you're getting? Did I add that up right? 6, 7, 8, 13, 23 plus 8. Yeah.
314.
Minnesota, what's your question, Betsy?
I'm a jeweler. I make custom jewelry, and I had some problem with a customer who's, I think, using me and just kind of wanting to know if that's true or not.
Okay.
She's a jeweler in what?
She makes custom jewelry, and she's feeling used by customers. One customer in particular. So it's like not a consistent problem, just with someone.
You're feeling used by one customer. Now, where does that element stand in terms of $6,000 to $8,000? Let's start there first.
Huh?
That customer that you're feeling used by, right?
Yes.
Okay, where does $6,000 to $8,000 play in that scenario?
I have no idea.
You have no idea. How much money are you involved in with helping this person with jewelry?
She probably owes me about $400.
I'm sorry, that cut out.
Four?
$400, did you say?
$400.
$400.
Okay. So from that point of $400, Betsy, where in your life does $6,000 to $8,000 have any kind of significance anywhere?
Debt.
You're in debt of $68,000?
$6,000 to $8,000? Okay, that's there.
And
it is.
In credit card bills, yeah.
Yeah.
So that's where it's coming from.
Yeah, your problem with this $400 customer is something that's overflowing from your debt. You got to get your debt down.
Are you there? Can you hear us? Hello. What's going on today?
Are you guys there?
We're here. Let's mute and unmute. Can you hear us, Betsy?
Hello.
Can you hear us? What's going on? Okay, Betsy, she dropped. I think it's her phone, actually, not ours. I'm going to bring on 701.
Yeah.
Can you hear us, 701?
Yes. Hi, good afternoon. This is Keith.
Hi, who is this?
Keith.
Oh, hey, Keith. Hi. I realized who it was when I saw the 701 after I asked you. How are you?
I'm doing okay, thank you. Hanging in there.
And Betsy just came back in. Betsy, we're going to get back to you in just a moment, but we took the other caller first. I think your phone dropped us. What's going on, Keith?
Well, I'm looking at, I was told that in my 58th year, which is just, I will be 58 in May, that I'd be making a decent amount of money that would be, the money I make this year for the next 3 years would be karma free. It's like I've already paid whatever kind of debts from throughout my life in this lifetime. And I'm also looking at relocation possibilities, and I was wondering if I could get some feedback about those things.
Sure. 5/22/58 is the birth date, and 32/5. And Keith, so, all right. Lots of questions.
What's your three locations?
Kentucky, North Dakota, and the Great Northwest.
Kentucky, North Dakota.
Did you have your surgery, by the way, yet?
Yes, I had it in December, so I'm at the Ponderosa with my family recovering, yes.
Oh, great. Well, good. I'm glad you had that done and you're on the mend.
Well, all the states have their problems, but, we're looking, Keith, at what is going to be the best connected energy with you. North Dakota might not be bad. I mean, it's got a lot of problems there, but have you given any consideration to North Dakota?
Yeah, I lived there for 2 years.
And your current connection to it, are you feeling good about it? Does it feel right? Are you concerned?
It does. I'm here in North Carolina, and North Carolina, there's I love my home state, but I don't like it a lot. It's like there's this karma between me and North Carolina. There's a sorrow and a sadness here that once I'm here for a while, it starts to creep and set in.
Yeah. Well, you're going to be 58 in May, and that's the year you were born, which has some, significance in terms of dialoguing it as a reflection of energy. Your karma was at 32. You're 26 years past that. I right now I'm just sensing as we speak, I'm probably the aim would be to North Dakota. From there, it could ricochet like a bullet off to another area, but that's where my aim would be right now. It just seems that there's something there that you need to connect to. So even if you do it in conscious form, Keith, without actually going to that location, if you start to meditate and focus on North Dakota,
okay,
it might reveal some, you might be able to get some revelation about it, which will either plant you there or take you to the next place. But I think your cosmic mind's got to go to that location first.
Okay, I understand. Yes, my main thing right now is focus this year about making money. But I know we're short on time, so I don't want to keep you and Betsy's waiting. So I appreciate it.
Okay, Keith.
You're welcome, Keith.
Okay, thank you. Blessings and light to y'all.
You too.
Thanks.
All right. 952 Betsy.
Yeah.
Sorry, I don't know what happened. All of a sudden you guys got
okay.
cut out.
Well, real
quickly,
Betsy.
For the last couple minutes.
Real quickly, Betsy, because we promised to get back to you, we're just about ready to wrap up the show. I think that you need to get out of debt. You need to work off your debt, and your karma with your customers, this one particular customer, will change.
Okay.
Okay. So in a nutshell,
the debt,
that's what
the
I would
debt
say.
Why you were picking up the,
yeah.
The explanation is the reason he picked up $6,000 to $8,000 was because there's a vibrational link between this problem customer and the debt. So what's the advice? Because, you know, 41 seconds.
Well,
get the debt down and this will resolve, or is there any concrete actions you can take?
Well, get the debt down. We're getting some feedback.
Yeah, we're getting feedback.
Get the debt down, and from there, you know, you can continue the dialogue in terms of maybe resolving this issue with this one particular client.
Okay. So should I cut contact with this woman?
Well, in the meantime, if she's giving you problems, there's no problem in losing contact with her, and then concentrate on getting your debt down so you don't keep repeating a problem with other potential customers.
Yeah. I mean, I've been really busy. I mean, that's not the problem. It's just she just is really taking advantage of me by taking things and not paying for them and borrowing things. And
well, right now it's a 400. Don't increase your problems with her. Try to collect on what she's gotten, and I would cut the debt with her. I would cut the cords with her now.
Okay. Yeah, okay. And, you know, when I don't know if you have our radio show on in the background, but I'm hearing a feedback. So it's always best to turn that off before you call because it's a bit disruptive, especially if we're trying to, you know, read your energy.
No, I don't have anything going there.
That's so weird. Do you hear that in the background?
Yeah,
there's a strange echo. Maybe it's the speaker. But anyway, Betsy, let us know how this progresses, okay?
I definitely will. Thanks, you guys.
You're welcome. Thank you. And Betsy can follow us right here on Blog Talk Radio. Join us on Facebook, Twitter, Google+. And we are done for the day. Thank you so much, callers. We are back on Wednesday, and we'll continue our discussion on the spiritual eye versus the psychic eye then. Bye-bye.